Welcome back to the LifePoint DraftCast. My name is Chad, and I serve with the Send Network in Columbus and also here at LifePoint. We are studying the Old Testament narrative of Esther in this series called Tightrope. And the story is really about seeing the balance between God's sovereignty and our security. And in this week's story, we clearly see this tension with God being in control and our need to feel safe. Esther is actually the only book of the Bible where God's name isn't mentioned specifically. And yet, we clearly see his activity all over the place. His work is more implicit than it is explicit, but it's definitely there. And if you were living Esther's life, if we could kind of take a walk a mile in her shoes, it might feel difficult to notice God's activity at times. But in hindsight, as we read this narrative where we sit in Christian history, we can see God working in every detail. After King Xerxes removed his queen Vashti from her position, he went on a search for the next queen. He had thousands of young women brought in from around the kingdom, and one of those was Esther. And God placed her in the palace, giving her favor with the king, and he eventually makes her queen. Now, all of that is happening parallel to a real threat to the Jews. Haman, who was the king's second in command, hates Esther's cousin named Mordecai. Now, Mordecai stepped in to raise Esther as her father, treated her like a daughter after her parents died, but he was really her cousin. And no matter how high Haman is promoted, Mordecai refuses to honor him. I mean, even after a royal decree that's given that everyone should bow down to Haman when they see him walking by, Mordecai refuses to do so. It's like Mordecai knows there's something shady about this guy. He knows that he's crooked, and he turns out to be just that. Haman is so furious with Mordecai and his unwillingness to honor him and respect him that he seeks not only to kill Mordecai, but to do away with the Jews altogether. And so he sets this plan in motion to get back at Mordecai and eliminate the Jews. And throughout all of this, this evil plan and this evil working and this Esther being brought into the palace, through all of this, in the background, God is working. While the threat against his people is rising, a young woman is also rising. While he's using this young Jewish girl to stand out in the presence of thousands of other young women so that she becomes queen. Now, what are the odds of that? What are the odds out of these thousands that Esther is the one that the king chooses? And yet that's what happened. She is the one that he picks above all the others. And it's again, if you could see it in hindsight, God weaving this story together so that at just the right time, he positions Esther to intervene for her people. It's absolutely incredible. And the application for us, I think, today is, I think we're in a similar place so much of the time. There are times in our life when we're going through some things and God feels nowhere to be found. We can't trace his activity. We don't clearly hear his voice. We don't tangibly feel his presence. And, you know, sometimes we don't know what is his activity versus what is our activity. And it's hard to make sense of life when we feel this way. We feel disorientated. And it's comforting to know that others, like Esther, have experienced just that. It's comforting to know that the people in the Bible are just that. They're people. They aren't characters in a fictional story. They're not, people who didn't understand what it's like to live real life. No, they're actual people who lived in actual history, and they wrestled with all the questions and struggles of life and faith and God and that we do. And so the story of Esther really is encouraging for us that while we can't always see or know what God is doing or trace his activity in some kind of tangible way, that we can be encouraged that he is working. He is always working. We can trust his sovereignty even when there are legitimate threats to our security. And let's not forget that There's an over 400-year silence between the last page of the Old Testament and the first page of the New. When God seems to be the least active in human history between the Testaments, He is sending His Son into the world for its redemption. Before I pray, I just want to say thanks again for checking out the Drivecast today. We hope that you come back later in the week for more episodes. Let's pray. Lord, thank You that we can have the hope that You are working, even when we don't see it or feel it. Thank You that You work for Your people. Help us to trust Your sovereign plan in our lives today. In Jesus' name, amen. Now take a moment and pray and tell the Lord where in your life you are questioning His sovereignty right now, and ask Him to reassure your heart in the midst of this season.